But somebody for about 8 years in a row ruined my show from about 5 to 7 every day. Rob Sherwood would come in.
When he'd come in, sure.
He'd come in and he'd lay on the floor from 5 to 7 every day, or 4 to 6, depending what time I was on and what time he would go on. And he would just talk for 2 hours. And I, as I'm trying to do a show, and the show would interrupt him. Yeah. And he hated that.
Yeah.
This is
after we got the new carpeting in the control room.
Yeah, all of those years, it was just a little less than I could have been because of him. And so I thought we'd give him a call today. Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Just a minute. He's out on the ledge. I'll get him for you.
The line of the day.
Hey, Rob.
Don Blue.
Hello, Rob.
Just a minute. Don Blue. Don Blue.
Yeah.
What? Hello?
Hello. Robbie, how you doing?
Just a minute. Let me pop a Prozac.
So he's fine.
What the hell was that song you were playing?
Treat Her Like a Lady. Remember Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose?
I skipped it.
Yeah, I think you did. It was in the, wait a minute. I was the music director.
You always passed over that one. Yeah.
It was in the hot box rotation, for God's sakes. You had to play it, didn't you? I guess not.
Skipped it.
I hear you. Rob, we miss you here. Everybody, we just had the Keisters on the phone.
God, I understand. Let's see now. I understand Mark Anderson.
Yes.
Yeah.
There he is.
Uh-huh.
Barry McKenna.
Right. Barry's here. Jackson Ross. Yeah. Let's see, who else? Chris Roberts. In the room right now.
Oh, my God. Chris Roberts.
Bob Lang. Bullet Bob Lang. Yep, everybody is here. You're the only one missing, as a matter of fact.
I never liked any of those people.
Well, they're saying great things about
you. And they've always spoken so highly of you.
Well, you know, we say nice things on the air, and then we get off the air, and we go, wasn't he the one? Believe it. Yeah,
we're going.
Well, it was always a party back then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. You know, I've got a picture here, Rob, of, let's see, I don't know exactly what year this was. Let me grab Mike Sigelman, the historian. Mike, what year was the...
The taxi.
Yeah, where you're in front of, it says English hospitality without the T. Rob Sherwood standing in front of the British taxi cab.
English car.
Right.
It's
got to
be, here it is, right here. 1973, right there.
1973.
Let me tell you about that taxi.
Yeah.
Every place, well, first of all, here's the thing. They said, we'll get you a vehicle to drive every summer. Right?
I remember that.
Yeah. And then the end of the summer, weren't you going to give it away or something?
And then we'd give it away or do something. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
The first year, it's a dune buggy, and Mark Anderson wrecks it.
I didn't.
You did. You threw a rod on it, driving it like a maniac around the field.
That was out in the tower fields.
Second
and then, do you remember at the drag festival when we tried to give it away?
Second year, we get a bus, a school bus. It throws a rod.
I didn't do that.
Well, I don't know. Third year, we get this English taxi. It throws a rod.
Yeah, but what was the name of the dune buggy? That's the big... Okay, wait a minute. Trivia...
Wait a minute.
I think we should take a listener. Can we take listeners on this? We should have a listener and see if they remember, because everybody in the room remembers.
The dune buggy.
Yeah, the name of the... It had a name.
I remember.
Here, I'll take a couple... Can we take these? Watch these. These people are going to... Oh,
not at the same time. Rob will be disconnected.
You know what? The station hasn't changed a bit. We can't get two people on the air at the same time. Everything's still the same.
The old town looks the same.
It was the...
Okay, go ahead. Tell them.
K-Dune-W-Buggy.
The K-Dune-W-Buggy. Yeah, that's right.
Who thought that up?
I think
Jackson.
Ross?
Yeah.
It probably was.
Trade deal. Yeah.
That was when we tried to give it away at the KDWB Drag Festival, and the accelerator cable broke, and Dean Johnson, with his butt up in the air, was working the accelerator by hand, you know, leaning over the back end. And Jackson, in his wisdom, lined up cans of deodorant and shampoo to throw at the crowd. And they threw it back at us. We were getting pelted with cans of deodorant.
One time, Rob and
they had heard your show.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Rob, remember the every year we'd go to the KDWB Drag Festival was always a big event every year, and we'd race different vehicles. So one year we raced garbage trucks. We had these huge, these garbage trucks are monster with 16 gears and all this stuff. And we had no clue how to drive them.
You won.
I know I won. Well, because I finally figured out I had somebody sitting with me that nobody could see and just had them work the machine a little bit. Wait a minute. Jackson Ross, come here, Jackson.
No, yeah. I remember the bathtubs.
The bathtubs?
Yeah, we raced bathtubs.
We raced right bathtubs, that's right.
And then when we got done, we all needed a
That's right.
A bath, right.
We all kind of showered together. We could have used that deodorant on that time.
Yeah.
But we had many good times, Rob, and there's a lot of people that were asking about you, and we just had to give you a buzz today.
Well, I'm in San Francisco, and I'm high on a hill.
High on the hill.
Not 2 blocks from where those little cable cars go halfway to the stars.
Get out of here. Rob Sherwood, what years were you here, Rob?
1969, April.
Uh-huh.
To April 1974.
All right, and of course...
A fifth of my career.
Actually, you know
life.
What? I think that Rob Sherwood actually single-handedly, though, was responsible for getting us to the state fair. That was always Rob's big goal. We got to have a decent place at the state
fair.
In
fact, the first year when they wouldn't let us go to the fair, I did a sit-down protest out at the fair with a box of chalk.
A box of chalk.
I remember that being very effective, too.
Yeah. No, I remember this. And then the people would come by. Rob would draw a little something on the sidewalk. You just left the chalk on the sidewalk.
And then I would sit there, and they would add to it.
Yeah.
It was quite...
It was a mural is what it was eventually.
Well, I was on drugs.
And thank God he still is.
Yeah.
35 years here... an incredible radio history at KDWB.
Just a minute. Let me look out the window.
Oh, he's okay?
Hold on a second. Hold on.
He's still dangerous.
Yes. I'm looking out the window. I just wanted to make sure that I was in San Francisco.
You're there.
And I'm here because I just saw Tony Bennett's heart.
We'll see you soon. Rob Sherwood on KDWB. We're going to play this song for you, Rob.
What?
It's 25.
Or 6 to 4.
Or is it 6? Or is it 6 or...
We never could figure that out.
25 or 6 to 4. And Chicago, 35 years of great radio from KDWB 101.3. And what were we back then, Rob? Rob?
63.
Oh, that's right.
That's easy
63.
To remember.
63.
Waiting for the break of
thank God we still have that song around.
Hey, you're supposed to say the call letters first.
Sorry.
KDWB.
I just answered the phone with the wrong call letters. And in San Francisco, even now, every once in a while, I'll just all of a sudden just pop into Twin City weather.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
A little fog in the basin this morning.
Absolutely. Well, it's a little after 1:30 here. It is a wonderful afternoon. Hi, Twin Cities. How are ye? It's the true Don Blue. Ready? The air right now at KDWB.
KDWB with Buck and O'Connor.
KDWB is me, Tony Blind.
Good boy, Wonder. Greg Blunt is stuck in the air chair for 5 years of radio history.
KDWB.
I don't know if we're on the air.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry.
Say the call.
I didn't know we were on the air.
KDWB.
101.3, by the way. Be looking for the KDWB buggy all over town this afternoon. When you see it, we're giving away 100... I'm just kidding. Not to worry.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
101.3, KDWB. It's the True Don Blue and Mark Anderson here this afternoon. Got a guy, can we go to the phones over here? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Now he's got it. Oh, he's looking. Hi, who's this?
Hello? Gene Wolf.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Gene Wolf.
Gene Wolf. What's going on?
Used to be on the Ramblin' Raft race with you guys.
No way.
The Tom Tom Room.
The Tom Tom Room with True Don Blue in the Upper Division
upper
back
division.
To the 50s rock and roll review.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you stand on your chairs?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody did.
On the tables.
On the tables, that's right. That was a wild time. Actually, we had, somebody called earlier, we had an album, and they thought it was some sort of a special promotional benefit album because it didn't have it was just in a white sleeve.
Oh.
And I said, no, what the deal was, what we did is it cost about another dime to actually put the cover on the album. So instead, we just brought all the covers with us, and then we'd spray them with some adhesive and then slap them on from the stage and sell the album for $3. You still have one?
No, I didn't even get one.
Yeah, well, who had $3 back then?
That's right.
Yeah, that's for sure. No one was able to do that.
Right.
Well, we're taking a bunch of phone calls today. We're having a great time. 35 years of history here at KDWB.
Great to talk to you.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, bye.
Watch out for the backstabbers.
Oh, my.
What they do.
What you want now? KDWB in 35 years. By the way, if you're remembering with us and walking down memory lane, you might want to give us a call. Mike, what's that number?
989-KDWB.
Wow, he's got it covered on KDWB.
It just goes on and on.
Well, guess what? We don't.
It's the world's longest rant, man. Okay. This is like heat wave.
So anyway, one day we're at the state fair, all right? And this amazing thing, we started off in the natural gas house.
What they do is hotter in your face.
Stopping or going? We're going! KDWB.
At least you got the callers on first
That's
time.
Right. Yeah.
Nice try.
I've been answering the phone with K101. I'll get it right, though. It's going to come to me. We were talking about the state fair, and we initially began at the state fair. The KDWB broadcast was at the
Blue Flame Gas House.
That's right, the Natural Gas House. And so the first year we were there, it was KDWB. What a gas. And then finally, we got our own mobile home.
People would bring Sherwood stuff like pickles on a stick.
Yeah, everything.
And he would half eat them at night and then leave them there. And then I would come in on Saturday morning, and there would be this half-eaten pickle in a wastebasket with the odor permeating the control room.
I remember the day, I think Barry was on the air, actually, because he was on before I am. And one of the things that we did was the dunk tank. Remember the, we had to go in the dunk tank, and you'd go in the dunk tank before your shift, and they'd throw baseballs, and in you'd go. And, of course, the temperature was about 11 degrees. And so after the dunk tank, then you had to go on the air and do your shift for 3 hours. So I'm in the dunk tank and freezing to death. And finally, so I go into the mobile home, change clothes, dry off a little bit, get the hair dryer out, drying my hair. All of a sudden, Barry, I hear him from, which is down the other end of the mobile home. He's got the big picture window, of course, and he's doing a show there for everybody. And Barry's yelling, "We're off the air! We're off the air!" And I come running down there. Oh my God, what to do? So we're calling the engineer, and somebody tells us how to flip the circuit breaker and do all this stuff. And finally, we get back on the air. And it's a frantic time because all these people are looking at you, and we're running around like chickens with our head cut off.
I gotta tell you, I thought of you guys many times working at the State Fair because in subsequent years, I worked at WDGY and in K102, and the booth was like 20 feet from the old Blue Flame gas building, and I figured in 20 years,
you've moved 20 feet.
Yeah. You mentioned engineers, and I think Mr. Dorweiler, our old chief engineer, is on the line. Bill, are you there? Can you pop him up there?
Hello.
Hey, Beetle Boy.
Yeah. Hey there.
How are you, Bill? Yeah.
Well, hello.
How you doing?
Oh, hey, I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Where are you, Bill?
Well, right now I'm on outside of Yelm, Washington.
Yelm?
Outside of Yelm, yeah.
Everybody, Yelm for him. Yelm.
Yelm. What are you doing? What are you doing there outside of Yelm, Bill?
Yelm?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just built a lakeshore home out here.
You built a home in Yelm?
You got a home, Yelm. Is that a Yelm home?
Yes.
Hey, Bill, you remember, but this is Barry McKenna.
I do remember Barry McKenna.
Well, isn't that nice? Yeah. Isn't that nice of him? Huh?
That wasn't the party Matt.
You remember way back when, though, Bill, we used to talk about FM radio back KD was like, 63 AM, obviously, and you used to tell me, hey, listen, it's coming. FM is coming. Right now it's beautiful music, but it's coming, and it's going to inundate AM in 5-10 years. It's amazing what a soothsayer you are, Mr. Dorweiler.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's here now.
Yeah, take it, Bill.
I think this is what we're doing right now.
Well, I have an FM out here, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a lot of people have them now.
It even reached across the West Coast, yes.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bill, what do you remember about the fire?
About the fire?
Yeah, just...
Oh, Lord.
The fire.
The fire.
At the
station. Fire at the station.
The station burned once.
Yeah, the station
fire.
Did burn
once. Yeah, we had a fire.
Well, I remember the engineer came in through the back double doors and got hit with a wall of flame and went in the front door and crawled down to the studio where the studio area was. And, of course, the jock was crawling out.
And that was Ron Block and Jack Walsh was the engineer, yeah.
Jack Walsh.
Was Ray Lark around then? He was around, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Ray Lark was one of the engineers.
Ray Lark, you start Ray talking
about
this?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Everything's fine.
You know, I have in front of me here the ad that obviously we put in the paper when we were going to go back on the air. 3 days after we burned down, I believe. It says, Holy Holocaust. We know KDWB.
That's easy for you to say.
Holy Holocaust. We know KDWB 63 is the hottest station in town, but this is ridiculous. We played Baby Light My Fire and She Must Have. We're burned up but not out, and hooray, hooray, we're back on the air. Perhaps a bit primitively, but still solid and groovy. Thank God that was in there, huh?
Yeah.
Let KDWB 63 light your fire with Blazin' Jerry Brook was on the air then from 6 to 9. Flamin' Dean Johnson from 9 to noon. Ragin' Ron Block noon to 3. Torchy True Don Blue from 3 to 7. Red Hot Rob Sherwood 7 to midnight. And Glowin' Tony Glover midnight to 6 a.m. On KDWB 63, the station that sticks it in your ear. There's one we haven't done today.
Bill, you remember that after the fire we broadcast from that little little trailer right out in front of the station?
That's right.
That's
I remember that. We got WMIN donated the trailer for us. Their state fair trailer.
We
brought it out front and we...
It's like when your school gets too big and then you have to take a class in the trailer.
Exactly. And it was cold because it was in the wintertime.
Well, it was like only a little 14-foot trailer.
Yeah.
Really big, but...
Remember what happened when the heater would go out?
I think machines
would stop because the electronics got too cold.
Mm-hmm. So nothing. Then we'd have to sing the songs for a while.
Right. We'd have to get more bodies in there to warm it up. Really.
Yeah, it was a chilly time.
Hey, I want to thank you for the shirt.
Oh, it's the least we could do. What shirt?
Oh.
Yeah, sure. I'm glad you like it, Bill. It's your size. It's a button-down?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I'm wearing it right now.
Excellent. Great. Looks good.
Yeah, it looks
very good.
Yes.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Bill. Thanks for tinkering around with the place for years and years.
Well, hey, say hello to everybody for
Shall
me.
Do. There's a lot of history we're going through today with 35 years. And
35 years.
Yeah, you were a big part of it.
My goodness, it's hard to believe.
Who is it? That's a Bill Dorr.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great day in Yom Yom.
Hey, y'all too.
Wherever it is. All right. Here it is, KDWB, 35 years of radio history, and we're having a great afternoon.
Who's your favorite co-participant?
That's Tony Fry. We're so
step all over it.
How would I know it was on? We've come a long way from under the warm of 63, that's for sure. And dream a little.
With KDWB. Here's a 3 degrees.
I was going to say 3 degrees.
You do the oohs and the ahs. KDWB. With a lot of whimpering and oohing and ahing.
Come on. Oh, this is a dear True Don Blue. Welcome back to the Twin Cities. I don't know if I'll be able to connect with you on the phone, yada yada. The year was 1978, and Saturday Night Fever was the craze. KDWB was having a teen disco night at the downtown St. Paul YWCA, and you were the DJ. There was a dance contest, so my friend Florence and I made up a routine to staying alive. I'm sure it was a totally nerdy dance, and I'm sure we were the biggest geeks, but you selected us as the third place winners. And gave us KDWB t-shirts. I remember it had a great caricature of you, and we thought you were so cool because we won some disco dance contest and met you, and now some 15 years later, I still listen to KDWB and still love to meet the DJs. Anybody know this woman? Hey, the DJs around here are going, is it Gretchen? Yeah, it's Gretchen. Gretchen Lennon. She still wears the KDWB attire.
Booby trap.
I wonder if she's wearing one of the booby traps.
I don't know.
You can't do those anymore.
Still,
you know?
No,
this is politically
incorrect
now, but... Back then, we had the booby traps. Funny how things never change. Anyway, Gretchen, I'm glad you've been here for 35 years and just hung in with KDWB because, and I'm sure there's a lot of people, of course, in the Bay, I almost said Bay Area.
You almost did. You did say the Bay Area.
I've been away too long, I guess.
Low fog in the basin this morning.
In the Twin Cities area who've been doing the same thing. Let's see, I came here in 1968, and initially was supposed to be here, I think, September 1st of 68. I was 21 years old. And Sam Sherwood was the general manager at the time, and my wife was pregnant, and we were supposed to have our first child, and I didn't know what the hell you're supposed to do. You know, what do you...
Boil water.
Yeah, no, not right then. Oh, I didn't mean at that moment. So he sent a nice letter that said, let nature take its course and get here when you can get here. And then finally, after about 2 weeks, he sent another letter that said, okay, that's enough nature, come here. So I came to Minneapolis and started, I did 1 week on KDWB. Remember the first night, too, because the first night you sit there overnights and just push the buttons. Right. We're off the air, but you just sort of practice. And I drank about 50 Cokes that night. I was so nervous, so petrified. So the next day, everything sort of went well. And we go through the first week, and then that weekend, I go back to Fargo, which is where Kathy was. And it's time now to have the baby. Let's go here. Mm-hmm. So she has the baby that weekend. What a wonderful wife. Just, it's time, honey. Okay, and she did. and then I flew back to Minneapolis. She went from the apartment to the airport, got on the plane. I mean, from the hospital to the airport. Never went back to the apartment, came to Minneapolis, and that was it, 1968. And then
November around there. Well, no, it was
September.
September.
Corey was born September 27th, so this would have been like September 15th that I first started there. But it was very nice of Sam Sherwood, anyway, at that point to make it very comfortable and easy to start there. And 10 wonderful years at KDWB. Terrific, terrific, terrific times. And really, I think everything that I have become is because of the beginning there. And, of course, what you did for me, Mark.
Yeah.
Which was, we had Mark's furniture for several years, actually.
Yeah.
That blue couch, I love that blue couch.
Yeah. And the glass table.
The glass table. Oh, my God, it was beautiful. But, anyway, it's been a wonderful time. And last night we had a terrific time getting together with everybody. Tonight we've got a dinner, and we're going to have a lot of special moments. And
we'll get crazy again.
Yeah, we will. We will. It's been wonderful. Anyway, let's, how about we dream a little, huh?
Let's dream a little.
Saturday night's all right for fighting. Tonight, however, there's going to be a lot of hugs and different stories and all sorts of KDWB memorabilia moving around. And, Mark, I must admit... Hello.
Go ahead.
I've never stepped on a vocal in my life. I have never done this in my life. I thought this was the album version.
Well, hang on.
I had no idea.
Wait a minute.
You know what? I'll back that up. I'll grab a different song.
Rewind that tape.
Michael, you played the 45. What's wrong with you?
Back it up and start over.
Riggy's neither.
You ready?
Okay, here we go. Here it is, Saturday night's all right for fighting.
No.
Oh, did they change the song?
Yeah. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Here it comes.
Woo!
Anyway, it's coming on to the, I guess, the end of our little era here today.
I guess so.
And I don't mean era, I mean error.
And we wanted to pass along to all of its fans, and there are legions of fans for the True Down Blue. But they can call right now on our request lines at 738-8141 if you'd like to congratulate the True. We'll be leaving after 10 glorious years here, and all of the staff is assembled here. The True, let's give three cheers. What do you think, okay? Hip, hip, hooray!
Hip, hip, staff!
Hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Speech! Speech!
I got no speech, but I got a good song coming up for you right at the end of this show today. I want everybody to be listening about 5 minutes to six. I wrote a little song, and we did it last night after a few toddies out on the lake. And it's a terrific thing. So at about 5 to 6, I'll play that right at the end of everything. Okay? We'll do that. Well, now we have to make some money for the station. This sounds like I should work across town at that. What's that other big one over there? We'll get to it. Okay, I got several things that we have to do here, so we'll do these right now. Remember, at 5 to 6, I'll play that song. I thank everybody in the Twin Cities, and I'll continue to do that for the next hour and... How long do I have to do this?
So it's come down to this, the last song on the last show for the True at KDWB. This is a special song that I put together just last night with the help of the James Walsh Gypsy Band and producer Dick Hetland at Cookhouse. With apologies to Joe Walsh. It's a song about you and me in 10 years here at KDWB. Of course, with my luck, it'll probably turn into a smash. I'll have to come back and do it at the Civic Center.
My radio! Is one of the best. My rating's 50 ahead of the rest. I've been 10 years at KDWB. A living legend is old TDB. It's hard to leave here, but it's time to move on. The Twin Cities have been good to me. Young girls and ladies
hope you liked it. I'm like 10 years here. Now, I don't have to say keep listening. I need the gig anymore because I've had it and I've loved the gig. Twin Cities, thank you. From the true and stereo KDWB.
From Channel 63 to 101.3. Celebrating 35 years of playing the hits. KDWB-FM, Richfield, St. Paul, Minneapolis.